Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hi, this is Harry Thompson, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today, it's a great pleasure to be joined by legendary Harvard University coach Katie Stone, who has a long history of working with USA Hockey player development camps and with the U.S. Women's teams. So, Katie, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. To start with, welcome to USA Hockey's national office. What brings you to Colorado Springs, and what brings you here this week?
Well, we are having our June camp with 26 of our top athletes, and we've been staying at the OTC and doing a number of different things. A large focus of the camp is our off-ice performance and getting a baseline test of where all of our athletes are at. And then in addition, we're working on some other areas of the game and of the individual that you don't always get to focus on during competition, tryout competition. So mental skills and appreciation for other sports and other athletes, and also we've given them some team projects so that they can really galvanize themselves as a group.
That's great. That's great. Can you talk a little bit? I mean, with the camp, I know that there's certain fun things that you're doing too. I know that they were playing water polo, and I found it interesting talking about USA Hockey is so big into long-term athlete development and not, you know, letting the players get burned out and working on their athleticism. Players at this level, how important is that so that they continue to work on their athleticism and other things away from the rink?
I think it's critical. It's in so many ways. I mean, the opportunity to gain appreciation for other athletes and especially when you have an opportunity to stay at the OTC with there's so many Paralympians there right now that and what they're capable of doing, it makes our kids who are extremely healthy step back and say, wow, this is amazing, and I can do more. I'm capable of more. And so that in itself is an experience that we really didn't expect. It's just happening on its own. And, again, they did judo. They've done water polo. They're going to do a few other fun things that they didn't expect. And, again, there's always something to be gained from a different experience and a different teacher. So overall, so far it's been really good. The kids came in a little, sort of dragging their feet a little bit on Saturday, and as soon as things got underway, they've really got a jump in their step, and they're enjoying every minute of it. It hasn't been easy, but it's certainly been very different, and I think very satisfying.
You have some world class swimmers out there?
We've got some kids who can hold their own. We definitely do. And again, what a workout! You're in the pool for 45 minutes trying to tread water and stay afloat, and it's great exercise, and you really get to see from a coaching perspective who maintains that same demeanor, personality that they have on the ice versus what they're like off the ice. So it's pretty fun.
Well, I can only imagine. I mean, they're obviously incredible athletes, and they're very competitive. They wouldn't be where they are without that. How about is there any on ice component to this week?
There was. We actually spent Sunday afternoon on the ice with the small games tournament. And one of the other things that we've been doing is sort of every day there's a new captain. There's a new team to be picked. There's a new activity. So it's really interesting, and without knowing what the activity is going to be. So it's really interesting to see how those teams emerge and how the captains, do they ask questions about, well, what am I picking my team for? Mm-hmm. Or do they just sort of go with it? And so they learned over time that the team that they're trying to pick maybe have a very different makeup one day as it does another. So there wasn't an on-ice piece of it, but we've gone away from that, and we're really trying to focus on some other things at this point.
I imagine it must be a lot of fun for these gals to be out there too, and that must make it fun for you.
It's great, and again, you never know how these things are going to go. I mean, they came off a very successful year. It was a long year in many cases, and to turn around and come to June, you just don't know, and I think in the past it's been pretty tough, and that's a good thing, and I think this is a different kind of tough this week, and we're asking them also mentally to, as a group, to sit down and try to iron some things out so that at the end of the day we come out of this camp, we're a better group of people.
I know in the past in USA we've covered this in USA Hockey Magazine. They've done the Pikes Peak Hill Climb or the incline, mm-hmm. excuse me. Any plans to have them go up the incline this year, or is that something you'll save that for another time? Or?
Not this year. No, it's not. We've got some other things up our sleeve, but not this year.
That's fun. Well, I also saw that, according to the press release, that you're working with Dr. Colleen Hacker, a longtime sports psychologist who's worked with the U.S. women's soccer team, mm-hmm. U.S. Women's field hockey. Can you talk just a little bit about the role that she will play and what can she do for athletes at this elite level?
Well, we're excited. Actually, this afternoon is when our first meeting with Colleen, and we've spoken on the phone twice, had very good conversations, haven't had a chance to meet her yet, really excited about her presentation and her experience and what she can bring and where that fits into the mix. That'll be a collaborative effort with Reagan Carey, myself, and Colleen. And I think there's such a need for someone to help with the mental side of the game and because ultimately these kids can be well-conditioned, unbelievable talented players, but there may be something missing, or there may be a slight incompetence at a given moment. And so it's just another area where we want to bring in the best people. We want to make sure we touch on all the places that we need to excel. So it's, you know, we're sort of on the first floor, and hopefully mm-hmm. we get to the penthouse by the end of this thing.
Great. Do you hope that this is a long-term relationship with Dr. Hacker?
We hope so, yep.
That's fantastic. Because, I mean, that was going to lead to my next question. The U.S. and Canada are so evenly matched. And, once again, you have great athletes, great hockey players. They're very intelligent. Little things like that must be the difference when you come down to a gold medal game, whether it's the Olympics or the World Championships.
Absolutely. I mean, that's sort of we have a few mantras, and one of them is the little things mean a lot, and simple plays give your team energy. So, you know, the game of hockey doesn't have to be complicated. We tend to make it complicated at times, but ultimately it's getting kids to make the simple plays, and it will be the little things in the long run that become the difference.
Absolutely. Well, you alluded to this a bit before. I wonder if you can just maybe talk a little bit more about the team at Billing. Team building aspect of this week. I mean, most of these gals know each other. They're awesome people, and they've been together. How important is it for this week to building a cohesive unit that can carry it forward in the future?
I think it's critical. We've gone through 1 year, new coaching staff, new administrative staff. There are some new athletes in the mix that were not there before, and there are some veterans that have had tremendous experience. And now we're taking step two in this quad. And to me, one of the most important things, if not the most important thing, is to make sure that this group has a unbelievable respect for each other and understands the value of team first. And, you know, you get to this level, and there are egos, and the key is to manage them and to park them in the right places. And we want to make sure, at the end of the day, we've got a cohesive group that's incredibly confident, not cocky. Mm-hmm. And not fragmented. We need to come together. And I think that the kids have really embraced that ideal. And so hopefully out of this week, we become even better and stronger.
Nice. You signed on to be the head coach of the U.S. women's team through next year's Worlds. Can you talk a little bit about the juggling act that must go on for you? You know, obviously you coach one of the elite programs in the United States at Harvard University, and then also working with the U.S. women's program. How do you able to juggle all that together?
I'm working on it. It's I think the main thing for me is to maximize the time in each place. And when I'm here, I'm here. And I don't spend, I mean, I sometimes feel like I neglect my players at Harvard, but they understand, and we have a great staff back at Harvard that I can go away and I don't need to worry that something's going to fall through the cracks. And so that gives me a lot of confidence, and it allows me to be completely here when I'm here. And that's because if you're going to do this, the kids deserve it. And I think they deserve the ultimate experience, because this is the highest level that they're going to go. So that's been very important to me. And then I love my job at Harvard, so I go back and it's a very different energy there and excitement. And I always have loved to go to work. So the key for me at this point, I think, is to make sure that I, just like the athletes, I have some downtime, I keep the balance in my life, and I'm energized and rested and ready to go when the next time comes around.
That's great. You're native of Watertown, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. You're a graduate of the University of New Hampshire, coach now at Cambridge, Massachusetts. What's it going to be like for you to coach the U.S. Women's National Team next year in Burlington, Vermont at the World Championships?
It's going to be awesome. I mean, it's a great honor. And any time that you can represent your country in any capacity, whether it's in the military, as a player, as a coach, it's a very humbling experience as well. So, and to be able to have it right in Burlington, also very close to the Canadian border, I anticipate great, crazy crowds, and that's exactly what you want. Because I've always been a firm believer that our women work as hard as anyone to achieve their goals, and so they should be afforded the opportunity to play in front of the greatest crowds. And so I imagine in Burlington, Vermont, it's going to be a great crowd.
I couldn't agree more. I'm looking forward to it. And my last question, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you if you thought about long-term plans with the U.S. women's program. Is there any chance we could possibly see Katie Stone behind the bench of the U.S. women's team in Sochi, Russia in 2014?
I hope so. You know, that's, again, I like where we're headed, and I think we've made a lot of progress this year, and we've just got to keep moving in the right direction and let those things take care of themselves.
Great. Well, Katie, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're on a real tight schedule here in Colorado Springs, but we really appreciate you taking the time with us today.
My pleasure.
Great. Thanks a lot.